Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We just conducted a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like your favorite response to the study. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida? Can you share your opinion with us?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat? Republican?
When you call me from a number that I can see, I'll answer any question you want.
Okay, sir. This is just an opinions research that we conduct, and it's just a study. All your answers are completely confidential. I will not ask you any personal questions. It's just a study we're conducting. Can you reconsider?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
And if you feel like answering any questions, you let me know, okay? So moving on. Now, what is your current party official registration?
Republican.
Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, House Bill 49 currently being considered by the Florida legislature proposed to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on school night and more than 30 hours on a school week. Now, do you support or oppose this bill?
I have no knowledge of the bill, to tell you the truth.
Okay, but for what I, according to what I just read, I mean, this is going to be a proposal that's coming out on your next bill. So if you would have to make a decision, what would be your decision? I know it's more complicated than what it seems like, but just for the sake of the research, let me read it once again, okay? House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposed to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in school week. Now, do you support or oppose this bill?
Based on what you said, oppose.
Oppose. Thank you. Now, moving on. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Now, will you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names? Will you support
you
that?
You mean convicted?
Well, no. They. Let me read what's
going on. Crime victims, you said?
Crime victims, right. Crime
yeah,
victims.
The names should be private.
So strongly support that or somewhat support?
Strongly, I would say.
Strongly support, okay. Now, some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims. We're using physical or daily forces. Now, will you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly forces to conceal their names? Now, will you support or oppose that?
But wait, are the police officers crime victims? Crime victims or?
Well, let me read it once again. Okay? Some police officers previously claimed that they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Now, will you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names? Will you strongly support that? So what support?
I don't get the difference between, I don't get the connection between a crime victim and the police officer.
Okay, we can move on. No problem. Okay. Now, do you feel your state and local taxes or burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right or low? How do you feel?
High. Not
okay.
The state,
much
the local.
High or a little high?
Much.
Much too high, okay. Now, in terms of providing public services, do you feel the state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue in a relative wasteful manner? Or spends tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner. How do you feel they spend your money?
Wasteful.
A wasteful manner. Okay, thank you. And shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Will you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use a telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Will you support or
I have no opinion on that.
Okay. The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, now putting care out of reach of many pet owners. We support
everything has increased.
Right. But we support or support a legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospital. Will you support or oppose that legislation in your state?
For veterinaries?
Exactly. For the pets.
Yeah, well, that's fine, I guess.
Will you, so how should I record your answer?
I support. Yeah.
Okay. Now telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on the weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Now, do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
No.
Oppose?
No.